Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
You've joined us for a momentous occasion. Today is all about Hot Cross Bonnie. The idea of getting a boat out on Lake Bonnie and then using the fitness app that I've got at the moment where you can GPS track yourself and draw a funny picture. See if we can't draw a cross in the middle of the lake. Now, we should also give a thanks to Mr. Kim Manning, the Carp Frenzy boss, who took us out on his mighty boat.
Yeah, despite the fact you've been talking about getting a boat license, it hadn't happened yet, so we did need an official driver.
We needed more power. We also needed a boat. Boat dog.
Yeah. Yeah, and that as well, which he did provide.
We headed out, and this is the first step in the journey.
You've got a spider in your hair. Let's get rid of that.
That's what happens when you're in nature, you know?
Well, we are. We're well and truly. We're on a boat on Lake Bonnie.
That was step one of Hot Cross Bonnie. We are going to try and paint a perfect cross. I've got the GPS app up ready to go. We'll probably get to that in a second.
So the plan is to draw a cross. We're going to try and go as big as we kind of can. I guess the middle with the GPS.
I think so. I'm sure Kim knows what he's doing, but otherwise we might get the brain trust of Brooke and Bob navigating this thing.
That could be concerning.
It could be concerning. Let's talk about the app. This is the Strava app from, I believe, Nike. It's a workout app. What kind of exercise do you think we should do? Should this be a walk? We've got a ride, perhaps a canoe? Should we make this the greatest, fastest canoe trip that's ever been executed?
I mean, we're on water. It's probably the closest we've got. Let's do it. It's a canoe trip. Locked and loaded.
I've hit start on that. GPS is ready, Kim. What's our plan? Aiming for a house we can see on the horizon?
Yeah, we're going to aim for that house on the horizon, mate, and we're going to open up the throttle and we're going to get the wind in our hair, and it is not quite like a mirror, but it's goddamn close to it, mate, and we're going to have a lovely little trip across the lake.
Well, I can't see the house, so I'm going to trust you. Fire away, Kim. How good does that feel, Brooke? I've almost blown off the back of it.
It's been so long since I've been out in the boat. I love it. Love it.
Hot Cross Bonnie, here we come.
Before we headed out yesterday, Brooke, I gave you a little treasure chest, let's say, of a few things I thought you needed to be ready. I had like a pirate's eye patch. There was a foam roller as a flotation device. Did you find that stuff helpful?
Not really. I didn't even take the flotation device. I figured Kim would have the necessary things that we needed for that.
What, regulation gear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who would have thought it? There was one thing in particular, though, that we did take along on the boat with us just to be extra cautious about life at sea. This is how it went.
So, Brooke, we're probably halfway through our first leg. How are you feeling so far?
Yeah, doing fine. Love a boat trip.
Okay, I'm just a little bit nervous for you. You're looking a little bit pale. Your gums are looking a little bit raw. I did bring a lime for you just as a precaution against scurvy. Do you want to have a crack at this bad boy?
I guess I don't have a choice, do I?
You really don't. How does the lime feel?
It feels nice and soft. Am I supposed to just bite through the rind?
Just imagine it's a delicious apple.
All right. I'll go in.
This is what I love about the job. Brooke has absolutely no say in this sort of fare. And she has just gone straight.
I can't get through the rind.
Oh, come on. There we go. She's complaining she can't get through it.
My teeth are literally sliding off the rind.
I just held the mic as if I'd be able to hear anything over the boat, but I'm not so sure.
I can't get through it, and it's sour enough without me actually being able to get the juice.
Have you got maybe a drop of citrus at least? That's going to help out.
It's not good. It's not a good time. I've got a little bit. I think just from the skin, that's vitamin, whatever I need in that, right?
Oh, I can smell citrus. I can smell it in the air. Do you mind if I have a crack?
Go for it.
Teeth don't fail me now. I see what you mean. That is tough. It's almost just zested it into my mouth.
You got through.
We got liquid. That is sour.
My mouth feels furry.
Yeah, wow, okay. Well, scurvy can't touch us now.
Safe to say it.
Lucky we had Kim Manning there because he, for one, knew how to drive the boat, but also had a bit of technology we didn't know about where he could kind of just lock onto a coordinate and track it perfectly. it boded pretty well for us, I felt, out in the boat.
It was nice to have someone out there that we could trust. We did the hot cross bunny essentially in different legs because we had to draw, you know, straight lines going one way and straight
double
lines
back
going
into
the
another,
other.
Yeah,
it was good fun. This is how the end of the first leg was looking. She's getting bumpy, Bob. Ready?
The beautiful thing is, I know we'll be pretty much dead on track. He's got this beautiful GPS-guided system. He can lock on to the right bearing. I've got a great feeling about this hot cross bunny.
Me too, Bob.
Aren't you glad we came out and did this?
I am. It's a beautiful day out here on the lake. We've got Murphy the dog as our navigator. It's a good time.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
All right, Bob, we are one line out of, I guess, two done. We've gone across Lake Bonnie one way. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling good. Look, Kim said he was going to try and get us straight across to that house, and we've hit it. Absolutely. This bodes very well for the GPS tracker once I have a look at that.
Now, I am impressed, but I have got to say, I don't think this is the hard part. The hard part is going to be picking the middle so we can go the other way.
Well, I guess it doesn't have to be a perfect even cross. A cross is a cross. The type of cross we talk about at Easter was a little bit longer in one side, so it should be all right. Across the cross.
All right, you're on. Fair enough. Are we going to check the GPS as we're going, or are we going to do a grand reveal?
We might have a quick check to see how we're going on track, but I think that might be it. We'll put it away.
All right, get it up if you like.
Okay, I'm loading it now. Let's see if I can zoom out. Oh, that is unbelievably straight. That is some fine work, Kim. You've got to be pretty proud with that.
Yeah, I can draw a straight line pretty good, mate, and I'll give you a little bit of advice. The centre of the lake is always in the middle.
He's good, isn't he?
This is why we've got him on control.
Leg two commences now.
Just before we get to news, sport and weather, I think we'll review this. This is Brooke and Bob at the halfway point on Hot Cross Bonnie.
Right, we think we've reached the middle of the lake, Bob. We've only really got the two little arms to do.
Middle enough is good for me. This is, I believe, about Pelican Point, so we might even get a free boat ride and a show.
Potentially. We've got Kim, our master navigator, here as well. So we think we need two little arms. We're going to have to go one way and back to the middle, the other way. Are you up for it?
We're up for it. We're going to chuck a hard right, and we're heading off to Pelican Point. And then we'll drop a U-bolt and go back across to the eastern side.
How far do you reckon it is to the right side of the lake, Kim?
I reckon it's only a bit over a K, about a K and a half, I think. I think it's about 5 Ks across and maybe a K and a half at its narrowest point, 20 Ks around.
You make it seem like you're doing hot crosses every day. You're an absolute pro.
Never done one, mate, but we'll work it out.
This is a very common radio stunt. Every station's done one. You know, it's a classic hot cross Bonnie situation.
I think if I was navigating, we would have, like, parked up at the Overland Corner Hotel or something by now for a rest.
I think we'd be in the middle of the highway.
On a boat.
It's not where it belongs.
Hot cross Bonnie is the name of the game today. Drawing a cross right in the middle of Lake Bonnie using one of those GPS tracking apps you can draw your route that you've been travelling on.
Which we haven't seen yet. We actually haven't revealed it. That'll happen at the end of this hour.
That's a really good point to stress. We don't know how we went. As we check in on us, just having finished our cross with the boating skills of Kim Manning.
So we've just stopped again. Technically speaking, Bob, we have completed the cross. We don't know how good it is, but we've completed it.
I'd say a cross is in the books. I'm not going to open the app again. I think we might get Kim to just hit stop once we're back, but it feels good. The dreams come alive, Brooke. Oh, when I raised this at a meeting the other day, people weren't so sure. People thought, why would you make a hot cross on Bonnie? But I think the results are speaking for himself. It feels good.
It does feel good, and hopefully it is a hot cross indeed. I am thinking as well, there's quite a few campers for Easter time around the lake. They probably think we're insane. We've just been cutting laps up and down the lake.
Well, you know, if you got the boat, flaunt it.
They're probably jealous.
Kim, there's been a bit of talk about me trying to have a crack at my boat license. You've obviously mastered it so far. For Brooke's benefit, as someone who's, you know, not really in the game,
someone who is terrified to go on a boat with you driving it, you mean?
No, I mean someone who's never even embraced the idea of trying to get a boat licence. You know, we're a rare breed, aren't we, Kim?
Yeah, well, I was a bit worried about Brooke there at the start. She's looking quite pale, and I see the swells of the seasick tablets come out, and I've seen you pass the lime over there, so the scurvy didn't sort of attack her. But, no, it's all confidence in a boat, so you just need to have a go. You're probably nervous first shot, but after you've had a couple of drives, you'll get a bit of confidence, and you just need to keep doing it, that's all.
That's what I've been saying all along. I didn't even throw up when I stepped on the boat. Could I drive maybe the last 3 metres into the bank?
Brooke, I've never seen him drive a car. What's your thoughts? Should I let him?
The 3 metres into the bank are probably the scariest part because there's more things to hit. I would go open water.
Very, very true.
What if we went 3 metres from 3 metres into the bank?
You can't hit anything out here, mate. There's probably nothing for a couple of kilometres, so we might give you a go out here, I reckon.
I'll chuck a three right here.
Chuck a three and we'll do 3 kilometres out in the lake.
I will jump out this boat if I have to.
Yeah, that's how it went down. I drove the boat. He was very impressed. He actually gave me the keys. I picked that up for free.
I don't know if you realise this, Bob, while you were driving, I was recording, so I'm calling your bluff on that.
You what?
I was recording. I've actually got the audio from you driving.
Well, we
got
to get to the local news.
Yeah, I'm going to play it.
So you've got to make sure that's in neutral. Mm-hmm. Right. Turn the key just like a car. Pull that up.
Yep.
And push it forwards. So that's forwards. Off we go. That's fast enough. Slow down.
He went full bore straight off the bat.
It didn't respond.
Every excuse.
Even Murphy's shaking.
Poor Murphy the dog is sitting up the front just looking incredibly nervous. Look, I didn't have to jump out the boat. I'll give you that.
I'm a natural.
But you made the sea dog nervous.
Nah, he's got anxiety problems. He's like your dog.
Look, Lockie's got the local news up next. A little later this half hour, we will have our final reveal to see how it all went.
What a show it's been, Brooke.
It's all come down to this.
Hot Cross Bonnie. We decided a couple of days ago would be, I guess, a good way to celebrate Easter. Bit of fun, something to do. We got out on a speedboat across Lake Bonnie. We had a trusted navigator in Kim Manning from the Carp Frenzy, and we were going to try and draw across in the middle of the lake using a fitness app where you can do a little GPS drawing of your route.
Indeed.
We've replayed the journey so far. We don't know anything about what this whole drawing attempt actually looks like. We've brought in Lockie Winnell.
Good morning.
Morning, Brooke. Morning, Bob. Interesting concept. I like it. It's got a few legs. Listen to a bit of the audio. Sounds like you had a good day on the boat.
We had a great
regardless
day.
Regardless of how good or bad this cross might be.
I would say so, yeah.
That is what we're here to find out, though. Like we said, we haven't seen the cross, Lockie, and that's why we've brought you in. We think you're a, you know, impartial third party.
Well, I am a news journo these days and I seek out the truth. I don't, you know, I call it as it is.
I'm giving you my phone now. If you boot up the...
lovely cover, by the way,
it's,
Rob.
It's Homer Simpson's moo-moo from the episode where he gets really fat. If you open up the Strava app, this has logged all of our data. We called it a canoe trip, just to log some sort of activity. It should have painted a GPS picture for us.
How's it looking, Lockie?
Look, it has painted a GPS picture, so you did turn it on.
Great.
That does not
first
sound
thing
confident.
Ticked off. So you've gone, I'm guessing you've started from, say, the
footy club,
Lake Bonnie boat ramp, Barmer. Yep. You've gone straight across.
Yep.
Then you've had to try and duck back on a very similar path.
Yes.
Then you've gone to one side, right, and then straight across. Look.
It's about Pelican Point is the middle.
I'll say this. It's, look. In terms of what you tried to achieve, you got about 80% of it.
80% is a good amount?
You got the cross. You've just got a couple of loose bits on either end of it.
Can you flip the phone around and give us a review?
See that last bit? I think you should have turned it off a little bit
earlier.
I'm
taking it. I am taking that. That's a cross.
You got the cross bit. There's just a bit of loose cross action at the end, all right?
See if you can tell the point where I was driving the boat, Lockie.
That was the concern, was that Bob was going to be the downfall for us. But look, I think we take it. It's a hot cross on Lake Bonnie. We did it.
Happy Easter. Nothing says it quite like a hot cross, Bonnie.
Happy Easter. Thanks, Lockie.
Yeah, average speed. What's this? 38 kilometres an hour. Not bad. You're hooking.
That's pretty good for a bit of a paddle on the canoe.